This is American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. 46 people were found dead and 16 others taken to hospitals after a tractor-trailer rig full of suspected migrants was found Monday on a remote back road in southwest San Antonio. Jackie Ibanez reports.
Officials say those surviving migrants were hot to the touch and dehydrated when hospitalized yesterday. It's among the deadliest tragedies at the border in recent decades. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott is not holding back on who he says is to blame for this. He tweeted, quote, "These deaths are on Biden. They are a result of his deadly open border policies. They show the deadly consequences of his refusal to enforce the law." The horrifying scene was discovered by a San Antonio City worker after hearing cries for help. Homeland Security is leading the investigation into what is a suspected human smuggling operation.
Three people are currently in police custody. A U.S. Supreme Court justice needs more schooling on the facts in light of her statement after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Charlie Butts reports that's the view of an abortion researcher.
The statement in question came from Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who wrote that having a baby is 14 times more deadly than abortion. Dr. Tara Lee of the Charlotte Lozier Institute tells AFN there's no way that facts support her conclusion.
The quality of United States maternal mortality data is poor. And so because of that, we know that several states don't even report abortion statistics, like California, that has some of the largest numbers when it comes to abortion. And in many of the states which do report abortion, the data is inconsistent.
So for the sake of accuracy, it's necessary to turn to Scandinavian countries such as Finland, where accurate stats are kept.
So for example, they find that when you look at these other Scandinavian countries, that there is a much higher risk of death from abortion, sometimes as great as four times greater risk than death from childbirth. So that statement that Justice Sotomayor made is wrong. Women are not 14 times more likely to die from pregnancy.
CLI Associate Scholar Dr. David Reardon researched 11 studies and found that in each instance, the risk of life is greater for a woman having an abortion than carrying a pregnancy to term. I'm Charlie Butts.
The Supreme Court's term is coming to a close, but as Chris Woodward reports, it won't be long before another First Amendment case is back before the justices.
Alliance Defending Freedom represents Lori Smith, owner of 303 Creative, a website studio in Colorado. Jake Warner is an attorney with ADF.
A few years ago, she decided she wanted to enter the wedding website industry. But when she looked around, she saw how her state was treating artists like Jack Phillips. She learned that if she entered the wedding industry and created a wedding website celebrating God's design for marriage, her state would force her to create other websites celebrating different views of marriage that violate her beliefs.
Instead of getting prosecuted like Jack Phillips and going through court for years, Smith said, "I want to find out my rights on the front end." So she sued Colorado, and lower-level courts said the state could force her to convey messages that go against her deepest beliefs about marriage.
We appealed these cases all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which decided to hear Lori's case just a few months ago. We expect oral arguments to be held later this fall and probably a decision sometime next summer, about a year from now.
I'm Chris Woodward.
An Amtrak train derailed Monday afternoon, leaving three dead, dozens injured, and even more stranded in a small Missouri town. Diane Kucher was a passenger on that train when it hit a dump truck at a railroad crossing and derailed near Minden, Missouri.
Okay, well, we were in the dining car, and then we hear a loud noise, and we thought the train was just going to wobble a bit and keep going. But then it stopped and turned on its side. The people on our left-hand side flew across and hit us, and then we were standing on the windows on the right-hand side of the car.
Asian shares were mostly higher Tuesday after a wobbly day on Wall Street. Oil prices pushed higher, and U.S. futures also advanced. More news online at afn.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.